Hello and welcome back to Fertility Matters with me, Jessica Hobbis. This is the show where we talk about all things related to the health space and have a range of experts from the field in. Hope you enjoy. Hello everyone and welcome back to the show. Today with us, we're so lucky to have Jillie Bond. And Jillie Bond is a pelvic health physiotherapist, doctoral researcher and educator with a specialist interest in pelvic pain, and which we'll delve into in this episode, which is going to focus on pelvic pain. She's worked in the NHS for nearly a decade and has also recently launched the Pelvic Pain Network, which I'm sure we'll also touch on, which is very exciting and full of amazing resources. So yeah, firstly, I just want to say welcome, Jillie.
Oh, thank you very much for having me. It's nice to talk to you.
Yeah, it's amazing. And I think I'm sure our audience would love to know a little bit more about yourself, your background, and how you kind of got interested in pelvic pain.
Sure. So when I graduated, back in whenever it was, 2008, 2007, I started working in the NHS and very quickly was put on a rotation for women's health, which sounds like loads of fun because you get to see women as they're having their babies and when they're pregnant or when they've just delivered. But actually very quickly, I started to realise that we were capturing women at a really vulnerable point in life. So either they just had their baby and they were having significant trouble with an area that's incredibly intimate and isn't talked about and was completely taboo, or we were seeing women at that vulnerable stage going through menopause, having all of these changes happen in their body that didn't quite make sense and having it fail on them in a way that, again, they weren't used to. But coming into the physio clinic, we were able to have such a huge impact on quality of life, giving these women back their quality of life, you know, ability to go to the toilet, ability to not be on the toilet all the time, being able to not wet themselves, being able to be not in pain and just do normal stuff. And out of everywhere that I saw as a young physio, it was the most powerful interactions I had. And I was really looking for those deeper connections, I think, with people. And certainly within pelvic health, we have quite a high emotional load in the work that we do. But it's always private in a, you know, very private space with a closed door.
Yeah.
One to one with someone, really spending the time and working through all of their issues. And it, yeah, I just saw the power that it made. And it's quiet. No one talks about it. Most people don't know that physios do it. But we, yeah, there's at least 2,000 physios in the UK that do pelvic health.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's actually quite a big field. But yeah, people don't know that we do it anyway. So I spent time in the NHS and really learnt from that experience a huge amount working with the surgeons and the consultants and everyone else, and developed an interest in pelvic pain through some of the patients that I was seeing that I didn't feel like they were being serviced or kind of like served and supported in the way that they should have been. Ended up doing my master's research looking at bladder pain syndrome, inspired by one of my patients. And from that research, realised that the UK didn't really have much training on pelvic pain treatment for physios. So I started teaching. And through teaching, it also started going to conferences and the big international conferences, developed a couple of friendships with physios from all over the world who have, we've turned into a little kind of mini research group. So we've been doing, collaborating on research for quite a few years now, actually. And from that, they've encouraged me and I've gone on to do my PhD. So I'm kind of getting into that at the moment. We're on study two or three, depending on how you look at it. Again, looking at pelvic pain and all of this, the more that I treat patients, the more that I see patients, the more I'm learning, but also the more that I really have had this feeling inside me, this desire to really try and change things, because women in pain are just not being served. They're not being supported in the way that the research and the evidence shows that we should be. So Virginia and I, Virginia Rivers Belkley is my business partner, and she's a physio I've worked with for a long time. She helped me teach the courses we used to teach. We've taught over 700 physios now, an evidence-based approach to, yeah, it's a lot of people, to treating bladder pain syndrome. And we're both as passionate about this, and Virginia's been very heavily involved in the UK response to the mesh crisis from a physio point of view, trying to ensure her research has been looking at how we can create the right services for women all over the country to support them as they recover from mesh and what we need to be doing. And Yeah, but the two of us together decided we wanted to make the change. So we set up the pelvic pain network, which I'm sure we'll talk about later.
Wow, that's
No.
a lot crammed into one person's background story. So I think that's really impressive, and I think it's so interesting what you touched on the debilitating nature of pelvic pain and how that's something that's really inspired you to set that up. So I'm excited to talk about that in a sec. But I think speaking or looking at it slightly more widely, the audience, what would you kind of describe a pelvic health physio as, or what kind of issues do they deal with, and what does this entail?
Well, we used to traditionally be called women's health, and I think we moved that term obviously within with the way that kind of the world is going as a better understanding of the areas that we treat. But actually, if you think about women's health, we also do breast care. We treat women in early phases of life that may be having some pain or difficulty around like painful periods. We treat women during their childbearing years to help. So women that are getting lots of pain in pregnancy in their pelvis. A lot of people have pelvic girdle pain. And it's a pretty, most of the time it's pretty straightforward. I used to say in the NHS, if you can get me someone by 30 weeks, I can get them pain-free by the time they deliver, most of the time, with exercises and supportive stuff and lots of things we can do. So we treat during the childbearing area, we treat them postnatally, and then again, we see a lot of women around menopause, but it's basically the whole lifespan of a woman supporting the optimization, the best function of their body throughout their life, which is epic compared to pretty much other areas of physio. And it's all the secret areas. So it's continence, it's their bladder and bowel function, their pelvic floor health, how their vulva works, how their vagina feels, if they've got any prolapse issues, low back and pelvic pain. And we can also do breast related stuff. But it's out of the whole of physiotherapy practice, it's the most evidenced area. It's just very quietly evidenced. So the strongest evidence we have is that, physios are physio treatment of continence has something like an 80% success rate, as in cure, which is ridiculous. And there are similar situations with pelvic organ prolapse, anal incontinence, and those kind of issues.
Yeah, that's also so reassuring to have that so evidenced as well, particularly as it's such a, I mean, it's unfortunately such a taboo area that people don't talk about, but it must be reassuring for people to come to you and know that this is going to be something that's well evidenced. And
Absolutely. They don't know that when they get there. Most people say, I don't know why I'm here. I don't know what you exercises. I can't get on the floor. Which is what most people say if their consultants send them. But pelvic floor exercises aren't done on the floor. And there's very simple steps that you can take that can dramatically change how your body is functioning and how comfortable it feels for you.
So you mentioned some of them earlier as well. How would you kind of how would you know to come and see a pelvic health physio? Because I think that's so important, because as you said, it's something that's not spoken about. So when should people listening come and see someone like yourself?
So physios are available on the NHS throughout the country. So this is a really simple conversation to have with your GP. If you've had any bladder leakage, with coughing, sneezing, laughing, walking, running, if you're having to rush to the toilet a lot, if you're having to change your pants, change a pad, use pads regularly. Basically, as soon as you reach for the tenner, you should be thinking, I need to go see a pelvic health physio. And yes, we'll have a look at your pelvic floor, but it's a very a gentle private assessment with simple steps that can get people better. So go and see if you're having any leakage from your bladder. It's really important to have a chat with your GP first, just to make sure everything's okay and that they can do a urine test for kind of infection and that kind of stuff. If you're having any problems with your back end as well, so if there are any bowel leakage or you can't keep wind in or you're rushing to the toilet with your bowel or you're really uncomfortable with your bowel, so even IBS. Those kind of symptoms we can help with. And then any discomfort at all around or inside or on your pelvis. So pelvic girdle pain, pelvic pain throughout your life. If you've got any soreness in the vulva. So a lot of people just kind of crack on with a vulva, the outside area that just might be dry or sore or not quite comfortable in their clothes, or they're not able to wear tight clothes. So they get around it by wearing baggy stuff or skirts a lot, that kind of thing, or taking their clothes off as soon as they get in. Those kind of situations, you need to be talking to your GP and saying, actually, can I see a physio? And what we will do is change that. We will start helping you to move forward and get better. But
Yeah.
certainly specific conditions, so that from a pelvic pain point of view, we do a lot of work in endometriosis in managing those symptoms all the way from fatigue to pain to bloating. We have a role in that. And deomyosis, of course, as well. Bladder pain syndrome, which is where someone gets what it used to be called is interstitial cystitis. So someone's having lots of urinary tract infections, or they've got one that's sustained or embedded for a long period of time, or they've been diagnosed with IC BPS.
Yeah.
There's huge amounts that we can do that. And actually, my research in that shows that physio has a good 60% reduction in symptoms in 6 to 12 weeks of treatment in
Wow.
bladder in frequency, which is really incredible. These are the changes we see in people. Any vulvodynia, so pain on the outside that's been diagnosed,
Yeah.
any vaginismus, so pain with penetration or sex, any of those issues, conversation with your GP, get yourself referred to your local pelvic health physio. But there are also lots of people available privately throughout the country.
Yeah, I think this is really like life-changing stuff because I don't know, I know for myself personally, I think you hear the word pelvic pain and you would just assume, oh, that's incontinence and that's it, but it's related to so many other issues and this is backed in science. So I think that's really important to share and speak about because there's stuff that can be done and we shouldn't be normalizing this pain and discomfort as we've done for so long. So I think that's really, really useful.
The station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one supplement brand, help you put back what life takes out. All-in-one comprehensive formulas created to offer you maximum benefit, whatever stage of life you're at, and with a range that supports everything from immunity, energy, cardiovascular health, joints, cognitive function, menopause, and even beauty. We've got you and your family covered. Premium ingredients packed into a powerful daily sachet. Simply mix with water to activate for a flavorful health drink. Perfect at home or on the go. Revive Active. Available at selected Holland & Barrett stores, Well pharmacies, and online at Amazon and reviveactive.com. Super supplements for a super you.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world, and hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.health, reconnecting people and plants.
Once upon a time, human slavery was just a fact of life. Right now, animal abuse is often considered normal. In time, it won't be. Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living.
Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
The station that makes you feel good.
And what, without, I mean, for explaining it to someone with basic understanding, how would you kind of explain how this physio actually helps, say, pelvic pain or these other conditions? Like, I'd love to know just how it works, basically.
So if you think about pelvic pain is a really good example to use. If you think about compared to things like back pain, okay, when you get a back pain, maybe the disc gets a bit of a bulge or an issue, or you've tweaked something. Okay, the body will very gently, regularly, all the time, go straight into a spasm. So you'll get a really stiff, really tight back. And usually, back pains last about 6 weeks, an acute back pain. And what physios will do is we'll gently encourage you to start mobilizing that back and moving the muscles and calming everything down, which is great. And working on the nerves if they're affected, if you've got sciatica down your leg. From a pelvic health point of view, we do that, but it's a bit more complicated by the fact that that area, not only have you got the muscles that can go into spasm, but we've also got the bladder and the bowel and your sexual function and trying to walk around and do anything and the pressure from your tummy and all the rest of the abdominal contents. So from a pelvic pain point of view, the first thing we'd do is a really, really thorough assessment, which is a conversation. And we'd talk about how your bowel is functioning, how your bladder is functioning, what it should be doing, what's normal and what's not normal, how that area is feeling, what the sensation is like if it's changed, how you're able to move, and other things that might be irritating you or, or making you feel better. What kind of things are we doing? Obviously, it's really important. We work with a lot of gynecologists and urologists to ensure that women are, safe. But physiotherapy is the first thing on the pathway from an NHS point of view. So, nationally, women with pelvic pain should be seeing physio before even having a conversation regarding things like surgery. And a lot of the time, it's surgery isn't absolutely not needed at all in cases of pain, and it doesn't help. There's really good evidence showing that kind of that doesn't help. And our colleagues are often, they're the ones reassuring people and saying, no, you need to go back to the physio, you need to have a look at these things. So we would do that long conversation, and it may be that we don't need to have a look at your pelvic floor, or it might not be appropriate because it's too painful. And then we'll start to do things that are really simple to normalize the function of the organs. Because if we can normalize the function of the organ, the secondary spasm and the kind of protective spasms and the protective mechanisms that the body puts in place to protect you when you're in pain start to calm down. So just by getting your bladder and bowel working properly and making sure that the mechanism by which you have a poo, where the pelvic floor should completely relax, and quite a lot of the time when you're in pain, you're fighting to have a poo and things. If we can normalize that, then every day your pelvic floor and your pelvis gets a period of time where it's relaxed and there's a different state of being, and that area doesn't feel under threat. We might add some electrotherapy, so some TENS machines, but not down there because that's a bit scary. We would put them at the ankle or the low back, so we use the nerves that apply to that area to really bring that pain down. Some people use acupuncture, some people use some external massage, and then we might teach you things to do, stretches or exercises to do with your pelvic floor itself, as a way of conversing, having a conversation with your pelvic area in a way that isn't painful, and doesn't have a reaction afterwards, increasing pain. It's comfortable and easy that actually will completely take that pain away. So if you think about when you've got a really bad back, having a good massage can just really calm things down. In combination, all of those things together, and obviously it's really independent for each person. We will put those things in place, and we will start to see that actually people start to their pain ebbs and flows, and then they get more windows of opportunity where they're not having pain for maybe 2 or 3 hours in an afternoon. And that will build up and build up until the point where actually it's flipped, and then they can say, actually, on Tuesday afternoon I had 2 hours of pain. And it's a beautiful process. It's very independent. We don't have good kind of timelines because everyone's different and every case is different. But it's a really, really rewarding profession because you can see so much change in somebody with really simple steps.
As you said, it's so effective and so life-changing. So I can see how that's so rewarding. And I love that it's such a tailored and individual approach because you can't just give someone a set list of things to every single person. It's completely the same. But kind of going back on what I just said there, have you got any like general tips for people that for their pelvic and yeah,
Sorry.
pelvic health for pelvic pain?
Yeah, so there are kind of standard things that we would do with everybody, the kind of achievement goals. So the goals for us to achieve is kind of, are you having a wee about every 2 hours comfortably? Are you having a poo every day comfortably? And from a bowel point of view, bowels are often the easiest way to get there to begin with. Now, for you to have a bowel movement that's easy and comfortable, that will make sure that will kind of reflect that the whole neural area, that network of nerves in the pelvis, that all talk to each other. So sometimes if you're in a lot of pelvic pain, your bowels can be infected, but also if your bowels are an issue with IBS, then actually that will maybe make your bladder more urgent and more painful. Your vulva might be more painful. We would always kind of, starting with the bowels is an easy win for us. We'd look at what you're eating, how often you're eating, how you're eating it, how much fluid, how much fiber. But the basic principle is you want a long, squishy sausage that's easy to pass, that's in one single section most of the time, that's not too hard and not too soft. If it's got any cracks on it or it's difficult to get out, then that isn't the perfect poo. You should be able to sit down at the toilet and your body evicts it itself without any force. And an easy way of achieving that is making sure that your feet are up on stools so that your knees are higher than your hips, because that opens up and it elongates the pelvic floor and the back passage to let that stool come out. And then also you shouldn't be pushing down. The minute you're pushing down, your pelvic floor will grip in response to that pressure. So you want to just be breathing your poo out. And an easy way of doing that is to make a fist and pretend you're blowing up a balloon through your fist. Some people, so it's like a really, really hard pushing air through a fist. So your belly expands, but you get a bracing feeling, but it's bulging. We don't want it to pull in. A lot of people are sucking in. So yeah, I would start by looking at how much you're drinking, how often, and I'd look at making sure that your bowels are emptying in a comfortable manner with the right mechanism and that they're squishy and soft enough. And that will really, really start to change the neural function down below. And if that's already happening, we would look at really simple things around, can we get you physically moving in a way that feels good?
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Stop suffering with pet-related allergies when near dogs and cats. Great news, you can feel safe around pets with NasalGuard for pet lovers. NasalGuard topical gel blocks pet dander, hair, and dust mites from entering your nasal passages. Try NasalGuard for pet lovers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about NasalGuard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
I think that's really important, just to kind of take it all the way back there and then build on from that. So I'm sure that'll be really useful. And I think, so the Pelvic Pain Networks, it's online, am I right? Completely online?
Yeah.
And so I'd
love we've got a hybrid model of care. So we're online, but also 10 sites in the UK.
Yeah. And I think before we delve into quickly the Pelvic Pain Network, but I'd love to know just how the online physio space works and how you can do that online. Yeah.
I know it's a bit of an odd one, isn't it? People kind of question that quite often, but it's an area that's really developed since the pandemic. So many of us, I've worked in private practice for 10 years and I was in the NHS. There was a bit of an overlap time, but I was in the NHS for about a decade before that. And in private practice, we've always offered online sessions because if you've seen someone and you want to review them, catch up, see how everything is going, it's a lot easier to do it online, especially if people are traveling a long distance, because it can be quite hard to find someone locally to see. So, and during the pandemic, we were forced to go online. And the beauty of that is that we did a lot of research to kind of check, is this a cop-out or are we achieving the same high standard of care that we always look to achieve?
Yeah.
And the results were brilliant because specifically in gynecological care, and there's a lot of research around that, patients found it really easy to access care. They liked being able to talk face to face to their provider, so not on the phone. But particularly with people in pain, it gave them a really private space to talk about these things. And sometimes going to a clinic, even a physio clinic, but if you're sitting in a room for gynae issues, that can be quite difficult. So actually being able to do it from your bedroom at home. And then also the issues around a lot of people with severe pelvic pain don't really want to be away from a toilet for more than 20 minutes, half an hour. Maybe they can't walk. Maybe they can't sit down in a car or on the train for a long period of time. So being able to access it from home, from the bedroom, is brilliant. And we really wanted, our main objective is to get care accessible. So making sure that women are able to access the expert care that they need.
Yeah.
And a lot of people aren't getting that because of the postcode lottery. So although there's kind of 2,000 physios all over the country, again, some people are focused much more on pregnancy and postnatal period of time. Some people treat mostly prolapse and menopause. Getting a pelvic pain specialist is quite a challenge if you're not in that area, if there doesn't happen to be one local. And there are wide swathes in the country where there aren't hardly any physios at all, in whatever kind of form. So online care is one of those things that allows that accessibility of treatment. And we've worked really hard to build a model where you can still build that relationship with someone and you can still get to know them and you can provide that level of support that we want to one-to-one. And we've had really, really good results with patients telling us that they do feel like they've got a good relationship with their key physio. But obviously in the pelvic pain network, we have that online session, one or two to begin with, because it allows people to get treatment quickly because you can book and generally you can get an appointment within a week with us. And that'll be to see any one of our team based all over the country. But following that, if you need to be seen by someone locally, we have these 10 sites in the UK. So you can then continue your care and come in locally to see someone for a physical assessment. But actually, the pandemic taught us that a lot of these processes, they're not rocket science. And they're about working it out in a collaboration with your physio to see what will work best for you. And we have a huge amount of success stories from people that have had online treatment, done really well, and are cracking on with their lives.
Yeah, I think that's amazing. I think the online aspect as well allows people to access the pelvic pain specialist that's right for them as well. I think the delivery method or the area that you specialize in, particularly as you mentioned before, I think is so important for speaking about something that I know not everyone is always comfortable speaking about. So I think that opens up a whole huge range of other physios across the country that you can speak to. So I think that's really amazing. And yeah, I'd love to for you to just give a little description or kind of tell us a little bit more about the pelvic pain network and how to go through the process, say if I was someone that was experiencing pelvic pain and wanted to get in touch.
Sure. So we are brought together at the moment, we have a 10 locations in the UK and we have a core team of expert clinicians. So the physios on our staff have we're led by a team of clinical academics, which means that four of us are actually working in research within the UK in pelvic pain specifically. And we have a team of people who are really, really well versed in pelvic pain treatment, at the forefront of research understanding, and have have a huge amount of skills in specifically treating all forms of pelvic pain. It's a really simple process because we want it to be easy and we want it to be supportive for the person. So we know that best practice treatment for our patients, if you're a woman in pain, it doesn't matter what kind of pelvic pain you have, but we know that the best practice is to get to see a physio quickly and then to be supported by the right multidisciplinary team for you. So for us, that would be, we have over 80 consultants all over the country, gynecologists, urologists, urogynecologists, pain specialists, anaesthetists, lots of different consultants from a medical point of view, who, when a woman comes to see us, that she'll have her assessment online for an hour, and that physio will identify, right, who is the right endometriosis surgeon for you to see that's near your locality, say Birmingham, or who is the right pain consultant for you to see in Cheltenham? If they need to see that. So we have a huge amount of multidisciplinary colleagues. We also have specific psychology input and pain coaches and people that help with kind of opioid weaning or specific aspects of helping people in chronic pain. So really you have a full support network around you straight away with the network, which is what we were desperately trying to build, so that a woman doesn't feel alone. She's not, you know, on average, people wait 7 years for a diagnosis of their pelvic pain. If you've been in pain for 7 years, getting the treatment you want one after the other is really hard. And we try to give it to you all at once so that you can really have success. And that's what the evidence shows is needed. So it's really simple. You go to our website, www.pelvicpainnetwork.co.uk.
I'll link everything below, so don't.
Thank you. You can see if there's someone in the UK nearest to you. If you'd like to see someone that's local to you, you can book on and start talking to them online. And that makes a bit life easier if you then at some point want to go in and see them in their clinic. Or you can just choose whoever's got the most next available appointment. Mm-hmm. Click and book, everything's done online, at which point you'll be sent a link. And at the time of your appointment, you just pop online, and we've got a really secure server that we use through clinical software that keeps everything secure. And you start working with your physio. And from that point onwards, you decide together how therapy works. But generally, they will do a full assessment to see what your needs are, what you've been going through, who you've seen so far, what's helped, what hasn't. And not only will they start then thinking and collaborating and producing that treatment pathway for you and providing the physio, getting you to go away, do some homework, try things on in your body, come back and talk to them the next week or the week after. But they will also act as your hub. So that is your key support physio, who will then say, right, at the same time that we're going to be working on bladder drill and you're going to be doing these exercises and stretches, I'm also going to talk to my nurse colleague who's in that area to see if she can start supporting you with this. And what we've done is we've formalized the network that we have, because we are researchers, so we work in pelvic pain and we have a huge network of colleagues all over the UK. But we're now formalizing that so that you get access to all of the right specialists quick.
Yeah, I love that it's such a well-rounded approach, because as you said, so many of these things are intertwined and it just simply doesn't make sense to isolate one part of the body and assume that it has no impact on other parts of your body, including your mental health and things like that. So I think that's such a key part of your network that I think is really beneficial for the people that you help.
Yeah, absolutely. And ScreenMe are now, you know, we're a big part of what we offer. So that at the same time that people are having, you know, we're doing the full gamut of their pelvic health from a bladder, bowel, pelvic floor functional point of view, but we're also making sure that there's other, we're tackling everything that we can to bring down their pain as quick as possible. Yeah. So it can feel like a lot, but it should feel really supportive and it should feel like you've got a team that has your back.
No, yeah, I've spoken to loads of people already about you guys and we love the work that you're doing. So I think it's great just to let other people know the work that you're doing and how you're able to help other people. So thank you so much for that. And I'm kind of aware of time as well, so I know we're drawing to the end. So I just wanted to ask you if there's anything else that you wanted to mention or you feel like you covered everything.
I think we've covered most things, but I think the key idea to get across and I want people to go away with is that if you're in pelvic pain, even if you've been in pelvic pain for 10 years, there is hope and people do get better. My favourite story was a lady that I treated who had over a 40-year history of pain. Wow. She'd lived with it, because as women, we do that. We often kind of suck things up and we expect that that's what happens. You know, we have painful periods and they just keep being painful. They don't need to be. She'd lived this pain a long time after her second delivery. And her baby, you know, her baby boy was in his 40s. It was fair to me with kind of a very straightforward incontinence related issue that we were looking at. But it became clear really quickly that she had this really bad pain and it had prevented her from having intimacy with her husband and lots of other issues. With a very simple period of treatment, within 9 months, she was pain-free.
Wow.
Which is just incredible. And it's not about any particular kind of magic that I did, but it's about getting the right input and the right medical treatment and the right support and supporting her with a team of people. And she's, you know, absolutely fine.
Oh, I love that so much. I think that's amazing. And I think, yeah, it's just shines a light on so perfectly some of the work you're doing. And as you said, right at the very beginning of this podcast episodes, you can really see the difference that you make. Like, that's something that changes someone's life.
Yeah, absolutely. It's why I keep doing what I do. It's a, you know, completely selfish profession.
I just love feel great.
It's a good day. You know, we live the lows with our patients as well, but there are so many highs, and I want people to know that if you're in pelvic pain, you can get better.
Oh, I love that so much. And yeah, thank you so much for sharing a bit more about the basics of it and what you guys are doing. And I'll link everything below so people can go and have a look at some of the great work you're doing and the resources you're sharing. So thank you very much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Now that brings us to the end of the show for this week. I hope you enjoyed listening to Fertility Matters with me, Jessica Hobbis from Screen Me, and really looking forward to hearing from you guys next week.